This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Darnell Jefferson works in the Office Services Department and is looking forward to a food truck rally on Saturday put on by Harlem Eats.
Mr. Nice Guy, who sells sliders, the Kabichi Taco Truck, which sells tacos. You have Waffles and Dinges, which is like the waffle truck. Everybody loves the waffles with the chocolate that they put on top of that. So that's what I'll be checking out this weekend, actually.
Okay, Darnell, you just made me hungry.
I'm sorry, but listen, make sure you come and check it out this weekend. It's going to be fun.
What is your favorite food truck?
Mr. Nice Guy. Good burgers, good sliders, and good fries.
How come Mr. Nice Guy doesn't park around our office down here?
He actually does.
Where is he?
he's probably up in Midtown, but you can follow him on Twitter.
To get your slider, the food truck rally is on Frederick Douglass Boulevard between 117th and 118th Streets. Anna Sale is the host of the brand new WNYC podcast, Death, Sex, and Money, and she's planning a visit to Chelsea's art galleries and an unlikely combo. Bird watching.
The New York Times has had, of course, the Bird Week coverage this week, so that's inspired us getting out of our neighborhood and seeing what we can see elsewhere.
So have you bird watched before?
Do
you know what to look for?
I have not, but my boyfriend is an ecologist, so he's going to be the expert on the bird watching part of the afternoon, and I'm going to be the expert on finding the galleries to go to.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have a favorite bird call?
You know, I really love mourning doves. It's, you know, they're everywhere, but when I hear that cooing, I just think they're such beautiful birds.
It's in the very early morning hours when you can really hear the birds, and Rob Weisberg, a producer at WQXR, may be out and about to hear them. He's attending an overnight concert that starts at 8 p.m. on Saturday and goes all the way till 5:30 in the morning on Sunday. And it's all classical Indian music at the Society for Ethical Culture.
About a couple of dozen musicians will participate. If you know Ravi Shankar, who actually did the first all-night Indian concert in New York many years ago, sitar is his instrument, the stringed instrument that rock bands have sometimes used. But you'll also hear a bansuri, which is a bamboo flute. You'll hear violin, Western violin, but played very differently in South Indian style. And you'll also hear some great vocalists, too. That's a big part of Indian classical tradition.
Is there food that goes along with this, too?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be great Indian food. And it's going to be a whole scene. There's people everywhere hanging out all night. And people, you know, you're allowed to doze off. There are cushions and stuff. And, you know, one exciting thing about this, Indian classical music, the different pieces are going to be played at different times of day. And people will get to actually hear things that you normally wouldn't hear in public in New York at 3 in the morning. You'll hear the early morning ragas that you would never hear otherwise.
Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.